From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the Islamic State group has pressed its offensive in northern Syria, even while it was losing ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that IS militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government rebels inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day on Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an Islamic State headquarters in that city. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces group purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city, about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. A leading U.S.-based foreign policy journal, Foreign Policy Magazine, says the White House has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia in response to the Sunni kingdom's aerial war against Shiite rebels in Yemen. Foreign Policy quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official as saying a hold was placed on such shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions in civilian areas. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Saturday dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Rio de Janeiro Summer Olympics because of the outbreak of the Zika virus. On Saturday, the WHO released a statement saying that changing or canceling the Olympics would not significantly change the international spread of the Zika virus. Dr. Bruce Aylward is the WHO's executive director of the Outbreaks and Health Emergencies Department.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said Friday that holding the games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and brains. Eight children and three adults were struck by lightning in a Paris park Saturday after a sudden storm sent a bolt crashing into a birthday party in the northwestern part of the city. The group had sought shelter under a tree in Parc Monceau when the lightning bolt touched down. Only one of the children was in very serious condition and required resuscitation. Meanwhile, in Germany, more than 30 people were taken to a hospital in the western village of Hopstaden when lightning struck out of a clear sky at the end of a children's soccer match. Three adults were seriously injured, including the match referee, who suffered a cardiac arrest after being struck directly by the lightning bolt. Monday is Memorial Day in the United States, a day set aside to honor the men and women who have died while serving in the U.S. military. In his weekly media address, U.S. President Barack Obama urged Americans on the Memorial weekend to thank the country's veterans.
That's something that so many of our fellow Americans are doing this weekend. Remembering the soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardmen who died in our defense. Remembering those who remain missing. Remembering that they were our fellow citizens and churchgoers, classmates and children, and more often than not, the best of us.
Thousands of motorcyclists are here in Washington this week as part of the Rolling Thunder commemoration of those killed and still missing in action. In European football's Champions League final, star striker Cristiano Ronaldo's penalty kick gave Real Madrid its 11th championship, 5-3 on penalties, over crosstown rival Atletico Madrid in Milan, Italy. The two sides finished regulation and extra time, tied at 1-1. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.